Parshas Behar. I call them on. Vaydar Hashem Moshe Behar Sinai Lemar Mitzvah of Shemitah. Medrash at the beginning of Vayikra says as follows. A pasuk in Tehillim. Giboyrei koyach oisei devaroi. Those strong people who do Hashem's word. What is the pasuk talking about? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak says, "B'shem Reishviyis Hakos Medaber." The pasuk is speaking about those who guard Shemitah. Why? B'noyik Sheba Olam. Generally, Adam Oisei Mitzvah. A person can do a mitzvah. L'Yom Echad, one day. L'Shabbes Achas, one week. L'Chodesh Echad, one month. Shema L'Shayim Oisei Hashana, an entire year he's able to do a mitzvah for. V'dein, and this guy who shomer shmitah for an entire year. Not only is he shomer an entire year, chomei chakle bayra, he sees his field getting ruined, karmei bayra, he sees his vineyard getting ruined, v'yove arnuna v'shosik, and he gives the taxes, and he's quiet. Yeshcha gibra gadol mizeh, is there a greater, stronger person than this?
So are you
allowed
to move?
That's what the
Medrash says. Are you allowed to move? That's really living in Israel. I would move to Tzfas for a year, not to have that taiva. Then you move away from your house.
Why not in Tzfas?
No, you have your fields in Israel, whatever, your fields there. So you move away
I
for
mean,
that.
Generally, properties weren't so dispensable in those days. You know, the general is that you stick with what you get.
No, life. You don't. No, you don't. You move away just for a year.
I hear. I'm saying, but then I hear. Interesting. Whatever.
Airbnb.
We'll see something maybe that might say something about that. Anyways. What do you mean? You do tefillin for an entire year?
Every day.
Every day. Okay. What do you mean? What are you trying to say? Saying that this mitzvah of Shemitah is straight. Not only is it straight, it's holding back.
It's straight.
People by nature, people by nature are doers. It's very easy to do things. That's why it's Baruch Hashem. We get so into doing mitzvahs. It's gevaldik. But sitting and doing absolutely nothing is very hard.
It's very not healthy also for men.
It's very hard to sit doing nothing. So therefore, to sit doing nothing with your hands folded an entire year with all this, that's mamish le'elu le'elu. One should know that they are a great, 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 great person to do that. And not only that, the same simcha that you have by doing an esrog, the 7 days of Sukkot, go ahead and the whole year be happy. I've read some stories of people who joined Shemitah Baruch Hashem last time a few years ago, and it was amazing how they noticed the destruction. It's not just during the seventh year, it's really the eighth year, the whole cleanup, then they realized the destruction. And but you hear their stories, mamish, people who were fry and they were shomer Shemitah, and big maminim, they felt very, very good about themselves. And one takas who's in such a matzav has to be happy about such a thing. Later on, we'll get back to this in a minute. Later on in the parasha, it says, "Achecha mnei Yisrael leisir deboy befarech." Do not oppress and overwork your brother. Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva says as follows: in Shari Gimel Ois Samach, "Uva achecha mnei Yisrael ish be'achiv." Amongst your brothers, Loisir Dabai Bifarch, do not work him hard. Says, Loishtabit Adam Machaverov, one should not put himself over his friends. If he may Moselem, and if his friends are scared of him, or they are embarrassed to say no to him, Loyitzava Oisam, do not tell them, Laases Kitana Gadil, to do big things or small things. El Lurtsain Vitalatum, unless it's good for them. Fafilo Hakim Tsapagas Maim, even to heat you up a little water. To buy a little loaf of bread. You're not allowed to. I remember Shiva Rabbi Kaplan said this over, my Shiva Rabbi Leaf said this over. If your friend is scared of you, you're not allowed to ask him to get you a cup of water, to get you a fork, any matzah that he would be too afraid to say no. It looks bad, whatever it is, but he be'etzem doesn't want to. Rabbeinu Yoina is saying, you are over this Israel. Do not put yourself on people. Yes, reading and that's off. Avol Adam Shein Enoy Kishur Mutzal Tzavayz Chashi Yachvid. Someone who's not doing correct, whatever that means, then you are allowed to command them to do whatever you want. I guess to play around with him and hopefully get him to be Machzal Tshuva. But the point of Rabbeinu Yonah is there one has to be extremely careful with how they treat their friends.
What about
a Talmud Chacham? So that's covered at Torah. That's probably covered at Torah already. But Enoch Hanami, if it's Tamazai Chesish, I don't know, younger person, older person, ninth grader, 12th grader, you have to be extremely, extremely careful. I can't have an older person being Mitzav, a younger person, if you wouldn't say no, if you just simply because he's scared of you. Again, Kavod HaTorah, that's something else, and hopefully you should want to be doing it if it's Kavod HaTorah.
Which is fair, Shver?
What?
What if it's Shver?
Okay. Good Shaila. There's another Medrash in this week's Parasha that says, V'chisim kru mimkar, when you make a sale. Zok the Medrash, this week's Parasha.
Oh, he couldn't have made a Shecha. There you go.
It says as follows. Rebbe also suda l'tamidav. Rebbe made a suda for his talmidim. Hevil fneim, he brought in front of them. L'shoynis rakim, soft tongues. L'shoynis kashim, and hard tongues. In other words, the food. Hischilu boiron berakim umanichim akashim. They started sifting through it, feeling, checking, figuring out, and they started, obviously, you know, everyone's trying to take the good ones and leave the bad ones for whoever comes afterwards or whatever, just leave them behind. Amalahem, Rebbe said to them, "Do realize ma'atem oisim, what you are doing. Kishem sha'atem burin is harakin, just like you are carefully picking up the soft ones, when ichas akashim, and leaving the hard ones, kach yeh l'sheinchem rach elu leilu, so to your tongues, the tongue, so to your tongues, shall also be soft to each other. L'fikach mei shemadzer sisrov l'chisim kru mimkar." What's going on here? Rebbe needs to mamish. I mean, yes, he was very rich, but he needs to waste a ton of money on make a whole suit of his talmidim, a cute stickle. Let him just come to share. Rabbi say, "As a chayin, you're not speaking nicely. Be nice to each other. You know what was he to do this ganze sach?" The answer is because Rebbe's trying to show that, first of all, he's showing us how to give mussar, but also bringing them out the best example. Why? Because if Rebbe would just get up there in front of the share, Rabbi say, "Come on. Shape up a little bit. Speak nicely. You may sphero, whatever. Everyone say, me, ich bin atzadik, ich red the shensta. I'm the best guy. I know how to speak." No one would think anything of it. And even if they would a little bit, okay, fine. I have to lower a little bit. I have to make myself speak a little nicer. Rebbe was trying to show them, do you see how carefully you worked? They bet them all look the same. Bet them all the tongues look the same. Do you see how carefully you worked to pick out the soft ones from among the hard ones? And you finally got the soft one and you enjoyed the soft one? That's how you have to deal with your friend. Make your tongue soft to your friend as well. Slowly. Pick it through. Carefully. Is this a soft tongue? Is this how my friend would want to be? Is this how I would want to be spoken to? That's what Rebbe's trying to bring up. That's what it is. Rebbe's way after. Rebbe's a nice amount after. A 100 something years after the Chorban. Rebbe Kiva was by the Chorban. Yeah, Enoch Hanami. Fakert, Rebbe Kiva, I believe Rebbe Kiva said after Recha Kamaicha, Gufa after the Talmaisa. I believe. I don't recall. I
think he was rich or no?
No. 24,000. I mean, that's rich, but I don't think he was rich.
So he definitely would have a really good building campaign.
Okay. I heard.
Try definitely to do
that. Maybe another reason why he chose to do the tongues instead of giving Moshe to them. Because they'll say, I heard him speaking Moshe Nar yesterday, so he should...
Yeah, they'll say,
but here, he's showing you yourself are picking out... You're not picking out which one is good for your friend.
Right. Avada, it's safe to look at it. Yes. Rashi says that you're doing this Shabbos Lashem, L'shem Hashem. What does L'shem Hashem mean? A lot of people learn Mitzvah L'shma, Ramban, many others weigh in. How exactly does L'shma apply over here? More than usual. If Yerucham Mashkiach wanted to explain that what L'shem Hashem means, I'll pee the Ravid. We want to explain that the Ravid in Sefer Bali Nefesh explains that the reason for most mitzvahs in the Torah is that someone should not forget about Hashem. You go out to your field. There's halachas of how you're allowed to plow. There's halachas about what you're allowed to plant. There's halachas about when to cut. There's halachas about what to cut. V'chulu v'chulu. You have your pile of grain. Oh, fun. No. You have to take off trumas, maestras. You start making your dough. Finally something for me. No, no, no. Take off challah. Finally something. Make a bracha. Oh, close. Elite. No. Don't wear shatnez. Tie on tzitzis. Make a mezuzah. Every single thing. The reason for most mitzvahs, says the Ravid, so we should not forget Hashem. Therefore, by Shemitah, we'll say in a minute the six reasons, and we'll re-repeat this, but just for it on its own right now, by Shemitah, Hashem is saying, I'm sending you down to the world. I'm sending you down to the world. And yes, one day a week, yeah, you work for Hashem, quote unquote. In other words, you don't do anything in your fields. True. But it's not enough. Once every 7 years, you got to leave the field totally for an entire year as a total recharge, as a rejuvenation for you, so that you realize that Hashem is the Bialim, is the owner of everything.
So they're not touch the field? What if they, like, let's say, enhance it? They're not touch it?
Not allowed to. Not allowed to. There was a shir before Maariv that mentioned this. For a little those bit that came. About Shemitah.
Does there a zeichet to that, make it?
That's halach. That's what, right? Like siftzer, like siftzer, the words from the parasha. That's it. You can't do anything. Can't do anything on Shemitah. That enhances.
Can't go, whatever, I'm saying, anyway, enhance it? No. Nothing.
Literally, the farm, I read the stories of the and saw a picture of the farms. They come, it costs them thousands upon thousands of shkalim to clean up from the messing up growth that happens during Shemitah. Thousands and thousands of shkalim. It's a very, very high, powerful. That's why it says these people are the greatest people in the world.
What is the next Shemitah?
What?
What is the Shemitah?
When is the next Shemitah? I think Tavshin Ayin Hay was the last one, maybe? If that makes sense. So Melam.
So you have
things. Ayin Tess, Ayin Tess, Pei Aleph, Pei Beis. 3 years, should be.
Does it still apply completely nowadays that it's so great to do it now that they have the kailim that are giving and the kanshvius and everything that
the avada they what's it called there, there's a ganz ramban in this week's parasha that explains how they used to help them whatever, but Avada still applies today because they don't have nearly enough. They don't have nearly enough. If they had more, I guarantee you, then you'd have more people being Shomer Shemitah. Probably. But they don't have enough, and they can't come necessarily to everyone saying they're for sure going to get paid or whatever. No,
right? My rather sure. Is, what if we're a year off? I always think
I didn't look at it now, but there's a Gantz Machlik, is Rishonim Grada, and had a Cheshbon. Is Yovel part of the Cheshbon? Is it not part of the Cheshbon now that Yovel doesn't apply because we're not in, you don't have all the Shvat Merit, so right. Shemitah still applies. No, there could be, what's it, Lamaisa, this is how the Poiskei from hundreds of years, I don't remember which sheet it is, Rashi, Rambam, there are a few, but I don't remember which one we're going with, but Einochanami, there's a possibility of one of 3 years being Shemitah.
It's good true. Coffee. Yeah. It's good like coffee or wine.
I think in 3 years. Yeah, I'm not remembering exactly. I think in 3 years.
What about the bracha that they'll get extras? They'll get extra food.
Keep Shemitah. Wonderful. Good. So it's the same thing as
that. Does that also apply the next year in the 8th year where they have to clean up?
No, because they're losing.
They get
money.
More also over there.
Well, they're losing
for
money.
Cleaning up.
I don't know. It sounds like the main thing in those days was not necessarily making money. It was getting food and clothes and whatever. And that's basically what you had. Making money wasn't a thing in those days. So it wasn't necessarily. So it says they had food. Hashem says they had food. That's what they needed. Okay, Al Kaponim. So that's what it's saying. L'shem Hashem. That's what Rashi says. He's not saying l'shma with the ganze din of du l'shma. Saying Rabbi Yochum said Shabbos Hashem l'shem Hashem. You're doing Shemitah for Hashem to show Hashem that you realize that He gives you every single thing and you're not forgetting about it. And Hashem is telling us that we need it once every 7 years. Otherwise, Chas Hashem, if we wouldn't have it, we'd forget.
So you can move. What? You can move. It doesn't help saying. Well, I personally go nuts, personally.
From what? From
staring at my staring at my thing.
Haguf. It says it's a very great level. It says one. It compares them to Malachim. So six reasons given for Shemitah. One of them is it gives kayach to the ground, meaning that Be'etzem, many of the Mefarshei Chumash say that Be'etzem, the way that you're really supposed to plant, you're not supposed to plant all 6 years. I don't know what the technology says today, but the Medrash says that technology then said you're supposed to leave the ground a year, plant a year, leave the ground a year, plant a year. Says the Medrash, if you're Zoich and you guard all and you do Shemitah when you're supposed to, then I'll give you 6 straight years of planting. You'll kill the ground by the standards of the Goyim. But you know what? It's going to grow. You'll have food. It'll be a geschmack for you. But if you don't, then you'll be Meshuggah. You want to say, no, I can't make it. I have to be Meshuggah. Then you know what? Hashem says, fine. So run it to your own standards and see what's going to happen. You're going to kill your field and you won't be able to do it. And you're going to have to, and you're going to get only, I think it's 4 Shemitahs out of every 7 years, depending how you make the Cheshbon, whatever. In other words, because you're going to have to let the field rest, just like the Goyim do. Just like the Goyim do. The Ramban and the Chinuch and the Barbanel say it's Emuna and the Chiddush HaOlam, that like we almost like we mentioned before, that realizing that's like, you know, Hashem created everything. Kleoker says it's Emuna Mitachan Hashem, that He'll take care of you. Maram Shik and Rabbi Rocham said, like we said, that nothing belongs to people. There's a Maisa of the Chaim Velaj, and the two people were fighting over land, whose it was, fighting back and forth. And finally, and they came to Chaim Velaj, who, Chaim Velaj bows down to the ground, says, I hear something. It's saying they are both of mine. Because in a few years, they'll both be dead. And they'll be mine. I'll be in charge of both of them. In other words, Chaim Velazhen is trying to tell them the ground belongs to none of them. The ground is Hashem's. Let's go all Derech HaTorah and stop trying to say, mine. The Tzra Amar says that Shemitah is in order so that the rich people will feel like poor people. And this way, they'll be able to give tzedakah with an ayin yafa afterwards in the next 6 years, right? Everyone, you're not. There's only a certain amount that you're allowed to take from your own field. Mamash a few sudas. You could take more, I think, from other people's fields, perhaps, but definitely from your own field, not. So they'll feel like aniyim, just going all around, needing food for the entire year. This way, they'll be able to give better. Perhaps we could tell too that the aftaira, this week's aftaira, speaking about shmita, selling of the field, giving it back. Kaponim, in the end of aftaira, it's praising Hashem. And it says, "You took Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and Pasuk Chaf Aleph, but Oisei Sumoifsim." Second, I'm sorry, Pasuk Chaf, that Asher Samta, that you put Oisei Sumoifsim signs, Barak Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim, Adayim Azeh, Ubi Yisrael, Uba Adam, in Kali Yisrael and in people. Seemingly, the reading of the pasuk says that Hashem put Makos on Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim. What does that mean? The Ibn Ezra Taka says that the first 3 Makos were around Kali Yisrael, but it didn't bother them. There's a Shai Tshuva Sarvaz that says that this is a messed up Ibn Ezra. It's not true. A messed up Talmud wrote it. It's not true. Lamaisa, even with that, the Chidah, explaining this pasuk in his Sefer on Haftaris, explains that every Makkah hit Bnei Yisrael for a split second in order that they should be able to realize what the Makkah is and be Moideh and thank Hashem the fact that the Mitzrayim got it and not them, because seeing and experiencing is believing. Okay, fine. Seder.
They cost.
Seder. So it's over here that you should be able to feel like the what's guy. I believe, I don't remember who, it's some famous person, but some famous person, I think in the 90s, knew somehow that he was about to strike it extremely, extremely, extremely rich. I believe he became, after a huge asking about tzedakah, and he went to Rav Shach. Yeah, okay, could be.
It's recorded.
He went to Rav Shach, and Rav Shach told him, look at it like you are simply a banker. You're a banker, you're in charge of a Karen for people. And this way, okay, so some of it's for you, some of it's for other people, some of it's for this Maisid, some of it's for this Maisid. That's also the same thing. That's the point of the Shemitah. Don't look at it like it's yours. Good, Hashem happened to give you a beautiful field. There are people without a field. Give them tzedakah. Sipurna and Emes Liankiv say that the point of Shemitah is Yisoiru, that they have an entire year off and they will go to learn Torah.
Not everybody can learn Torah for a year.
Okay, but Lamaisa,
they go to work for a reason.
Lamaisa, that's what happened. Work in those days meant the fields, and when you weren't able to do it, eventually, somewhere through the year, there's only so long that someone could sit doing nothing. There was no work.
They didn't have distractions.
Huh?
They don't have a computer.
Exactly.
They have comb now for all the farmers.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I guess, but that's this point. We'll get back to this in a second. Shtei by Shemitah Shabbos Shabbosin.
49 and a half years, I finished.
Well, Daf HaShavuot is
15
is every 7.5. But Daf HaShavuot, one Daf a week, is like 50 years or something. Anyways, so Shteit and Pasuk that Shemitah Shabbos Shabbosin. The Eben Ezra in Parshas Achrei explains that Yom Kippur Shabbos Shabbosin because there are two Shvises. There's the resting from Malacha and there's the resting from the usual eating. Now there's no eating. So perhaps you could say, by Shemitah also, there's the Shvises Malacha and there's the Shvises Nefesh, like we said before, because you're able to go learn. Huh, your neshama is enjoying. It's, yes, everyone has different goofim of who's yeah, who's not. But everyone's got the same neshama that Betzim wants to go learn.
For a year straight?
The Sefer Yosifun says, very interesting, that Alexander Moikton patered Bnei Yisrael Bishnas HaShemitah from giving the yearly tax. Now, again, like we said, that's obviously not the usual through history. That's what the Medrash says, that it's amazing that the guy still pays the tax for the year. But obviously this was a emperor of the world who, in some way, Hashem sent him as a shliach to make it a little bit easier on Klal Yisrael to guard Shemitah in that year.
If you didn't make money, it's going to have to pay tax.
Boss?
If you didn't make money, it's going to have to pay tax.
Oh, go for it. They had to. That's what the Medrash is saying. They still had to. The Medrash is saying they had to. Good. Alexander Michael was one final guy, Chassidim Musaylam, apparently, for that point. I don't remember how Chazal mentioned him necessarily, but at least as far as this point, what Sefer Yosifun is saying. Okay, it says that you send Avadim Dror L'chol Yeshevel. Everyone goes free. What does that mean, everyone goes free? I thought it's Frek the Pnei Yeshua? Yeah, Frek the Pnei Yeshua. It's only Avadim. I mean, there were definitely Avadim, but most people probably weren't Avadim.
All stars also were free. File you Munelim, then stars.
That happens to be yes. That's another good. That's another good. So the Gemara Kedushin Daf Chaf, famous Gemara, we know that if you're kaina Evid Ivri, kaina Adin La'atzmai. If you buy an Evid Ivri, you get yourself an Adin. We know you have to give him all the best things. You have to worry about him. It's a lot that you have to do to him. So Mamela, when he goes free, Besim is also, it's freedom for you as well. Could you get a part-time Evid
Ivri? Boss? Could you get a part-time Evid Ivri?
Another possible pshat for Durar is that the Mishnah Perkei Avos says Ein Ben Chayrin El Isaac Batayra, that the best free person is really someone's Isaac Batayra, and therefore, once again, pulling like with the Sipurne from above about that the Chayrus is that you're able to go on Tayra during this whole year, and that is the best type of Ben Chayrin. The Ramban in Parshas Kisisa explains by Mor Durar one of the things in the making of the Shemana Mishcha, I believe, that there was that he brings from the Rambam, that the way you made it is that you got the blood from an animal, from turkey, that it was like a deer. Agav, the Ramban has a whole thing, kosher, not kosher. Anyways, Al-Kapon, the point is that the Ramban says over there that what's the drawer? That because it only gives off the blood in a way that will help what we need it for when it's free and running, not when it's trapped. So obviously that's an extremely, extremely hard feat to do, that to sneak up on it when it's free and relaxed and to get it in that shape or form. Chassam Sefer and Chul and Kuf Lamed Tesvav Beis says, this is pshat that Mordechai knew the Gzeres Haman and Esther didn't. Mordechai was sitting there free. I mean, he obviously was a bad matzah in Klal Yisrael, but with all the averis that were happening to that point, but Lamaisa, he was free, so he was happy and he was able to get nevuah. Ashkenaz Esther was locked up in the palace and scared. That's why she did not get this nevuah, and that's why it's befitting that Mordechai is Mar Zerar. Targum says Mary Dachia. That's what's it called. It's bringing out that Mordechai had this freedom. The same thing that we're saying, like this blood, anyways, and that's obviously referring to over here about the freedom of everything, everyone going free. Says that Dror L'chol Yishevel V'shavtem Ishal Chuzase, right? Vayoyvel, everyone goes back, no matter what. What's the double expression over here? That everyone goes free. Everyone goes free. So the Brisker Rav wanted to make a diak from the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to say that at the beginning of Yoyvel, there are, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, there are huge parties that go on. And then comes the Shofar of Kippur, and then they go back to their house. So in other words, there's some sort of freedom. I guess it's like the, the parole goodbye party or whatever from jail, from the being locked up for 50 years by this guy. But then that's Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, so it's somewhat free. But then Lamaisa, they're allowed to go free. The Moshe Zakenim says, "Unlay Seinu Ishes Amisa, you should not oppress your fellow. Don't be mean to him." He says that a rich man is not allowed to say to a poor man, "Why don't you go out to work? Why don't you go make yourself some money?"
Oh, we have to talk about that.
The Moshe Zakenim says that. Not allowed to do. The chinuch In Shin Lamaches says that but this applies to children in your household as well. You have to be careful in how you speak to them. It says, "Va'aretz leisimachel etzmisos ki gerim v'soyishavim atem imadi." We don't own our houses, especially in Galus. Especially in Galus, the Rabbi Yochum, Mashgiach Rabbi Yochum had a son, one of the Lvovitzes, who lived in America for over 50 years until he came to Eretz Yisrael and ended his life. Two things he was mekabel on himself when he went to America, thinking of it as the Galus. One, he didn't eat meat to realize that he's not in Eretz Yisrael. And two, he owed. Yeah, I believe. Maybe chicken. Maybe chicken. I don't know. But mindset, he was in Galus. And secondly, he only rented. He was makbin not to buy. We don't own houses in Galus. He went to Eretz Yisrael at the end of his life. He bought a dira. What's it called? Reb Ari Levin was in a taxi in Eretz Yisrael, and the taxi driver asked him a couple times. He said, "Where's the Rav's house? I want to be able to take him, whatever." He didn't answer. Again. Finally said, "Where's the Rav live?" He said, "Oh, where'd I live?" He told him where he lives. So me? I don't have a house, right? It's like the Chafetz Chaim that said that the rich man came in looking around. You don't have anything. So he said to him, "Well, what do you have?" So he explained to him what he has, whatever. So he said to him, "What do you have upstairs waiting for you?" He goes, "Well, I try to do some mitzvahs, whatever." Chafetz Chaim said, "That's where all my beautiful furniture is. That's where all my furniture is waiting." So we're saying tunuku this. One, as far as in this world, bechlal, just like Rabbi Levin was even in Eretz Yisrael. And then specifically, especially in America, or in Gauls anywhere, really, this musig of that we should realize that we're still a maisa in Gauls and not in Eretz Yisrael. I asked Rav Galai when he was down here two times ago, about owning a house in America.
It's a problem?
There's a musig. There's this idea that's being given over that Lamaisa you're buying not in Eretz Yisrael. You're living to own something away as if you're selling away. So he said, okay. That's what he said. He said, you do it with the right frame of mind. That avadi bez Hashem, you hope Mashiach will come, right? Well, what's called Nosa Vachtvoigel. He was ready, just like his Rebbe, the Chafetz Chaim, ready to greet Mashiach, no matter at the split second, had the suitcase. Yeah, so that's what's called the most. You could do that or whatever, but the point is, you'd be ready for Mashiach. Ready for Mashiach. Reb Chaim Brisker used to say that the Ein Tzigel Lochem, the only Lochem that we have is Matzah and Lulav. Okay, he goes, that's my Lochem. Otherwise, nothing's mine. Everything's Eibishter's. Everything is Hashem's.
Your kid's not yours?
Kids aren't yours. Let's in the drashim say it's already either.
Right, your daughter, you can sell her. I'm saying
Hashem has to set up a justice system and how the world's going to work exactly. But that's when you have to look at it like, no, your children are not yours. Hashem gave them as pikdonos to you. He gave collaterals to you. Give them back in the way that you receive them. You have to be careful with them. Be careful. People know, my kid, I could do this. My kid, I could do it. They are. Yeah, you learn, right? The kids learn hamafke. They learn about the halachas of shomrim, whatever. That's what a parent is.
What are you, shomrim?
I don't remember. I remember. I heard my Rashi give over shmuz before about how you looked at. I don't remember. Maybe shayel, you're chayv on everything. I don't remember.
They tell you.
As far as ribis, what's so bad about it? Chaim Shmulevitz said that there's a mitzvah of halvah. And the ribbis is holding you back from being able to do the mitzvah properly. I think we mentioned this maybe this Chumash year somewhere. I don't remember where. What exactly?
Big business.
That leave you when you want to do a mitzvah. Come do a mitzvah. You want to do your business. Go do your business. Else, Avad is not giving a heter to do ribbis, but now it's trying to bring out a musig. There's a mitzvah of Avad. There's a mitzvah of Chesed. But Imach, do it properly. Don't go try to make your business
right. No, but with your mitzvahs. But what if? Here's what if I ask you, I want you to give me ribbis. You know what hard money is? I know someone who has two clients. Sometimes that one's here. Let's say they charge 10% for the year, right?
Okay.
This guy's a lender. This guy wants the money.
Yeah.
Same day wired. Let's say $1 million. Same day. Right. That would take,
Right.
For a bank, it'd take 4 months. For a private guy, it'd take 2 weeks. Same day.
Right. I hear you. I hear 10%. You. I mean, there had
to. And this guy probably is saying he's making a lot more than 10%, but for that same day, that's.
Hector Iskas, I don't know how they work exactly, but there's definitely
booming now. It's mamish booming now.
Musagim. Zalman Sorotskin says
billion-dollar business
that it's a yisoid in life to show how every second is precious, and if you're taking gribbis, then yeah, you're not makbid. You're not makbid on what's going on. You have to appreciate life. Hashem said, "Lend good to the lending to the mitzvah." Baal Turim says that the smichas of neshech to v'chei achicha imach is saying that anyone who's malved the ribbis will not get up la'asid lavay. Taisim Bamatzio says a similar thing, that the people by Atzmas Yecheskel, some of them didn't get up, but because what's called, they had lent ribbis.
Malvi
Rubis
are
Posolades. Andre Zachin. Ala Zachin. Yeah, one more musig. We'll speak out the musig next week, Bez Hashem. But just to mention it, that Hashem says he's going to make Ala Tfua. Also nice. All this Tfua growing. Ala Maise. There's other midrashim that say, Yochel Kimus Baruch Mameyav, that you will be full. We'll see in Parshas B'chukai. So what's the pshat? Pshat is, like we'll say next week, that more Mayrach on it, that those who believe in the Eibishter, then Hashem will make it. They'll have a teeny amount of food, but it'll last them. They'll be full. Those who aren't such great Maiminim, and they have to come to ask the question, Hashem says, oh, you weren't relying on me just status quo. You had to ask? Fine, I'll give you the bracha. But you should know that now you have to deal with all this, like we'll see, and dealing, bringing the tool back, but we'll see next week. Masha Enkin, the best thing is to be holding Otzko, like we see by the Meraglim. If not for the Meraglim, they would have gone into Yitzhak. Perhaps they wouldn't have needed any war tactics, any battle. But once you ask for Meraglim, you see at the end of the Torah. Now Moshe had to send Meraglim. That was already the way of the Torah. A guten Shabbos.